Good morning and welcome to the Friday, May 25th edition of Byers & Company. We'll check in with Pastor Matt Samuels in a recap of last night's Woohoo Bogles Alive event. Company rolls now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday pre-Memorial Day weekend edition of Byers and Company. I'm Brian Byers, your host. Lindsay Romano in the studios with us. Well, two of the three survived last night.
Oh my gosh, I knew. That was honestly what I thought was we were going to have a really rough morning.
Why is that?
Because I got there.
All right, let's give it some context here. We were at the beach house last night for the woohoo. I can't do it the way it's supposed to be done.
Woohoo! Is that better? Is that close? I mean, I know it's not.
Much better. No, yeah. Much better. Bogles Alive celebration and fundraiser that we had at the beach house. And let me start by thanking Todd and Angie and the entire crew from the beach house. They are so amazing.
They are.
And they, it's just an amazing thing. We had the whole big room and the deck, and we had celebrity bartenders. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf was there. Tat. Literally dressed as a Chippendale, I think a Chippendale, some sort of version of a Chippendale. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the video of him doing the moonwalk on the bar last night. I guess I missed that in person.
Yeah, I definitely missed that. I'm glad somebody got it on video.
Matt Hall put up a video this morning. I've just shared on my Facebook page. You can find it on the Nowdecatur Facebook page. It was a big crowd last night at the beach house to raise money to help out Debbie Bogle with medical expenses and all the stuff that comes along with this catastrophic event that happened to her in January. And mainly, maybe as important, a celebration that our community still has her and what a miracle it is. Thanks to Jalen Cook for coming out and doing a nice story that's in today's Herald and Review. It's a great picture there as well. And so we get there. Now, let's do a little backstory here, because I feel like the worst dad in the world. Because I want to give some context to this, too, because last night was the, you have to do the thing for me.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, Bogles Alive celebration, and it was also the eighth grade, it's not really a graduation.
Send-off is what they call it, yes.
At Johns Hill. And evidently, we didn't have that on our calendar when we set the date with the beach house for mm-hmm. this event. And then shortly after found out that it was the same night. So like so many things in our household, and I'm sure so many others, the world is just this way. You have to sort of divide and conquer.
And we have to do that a lot.
It's unfortunate.
A really stinky sacrifice you have to make sometimes, and you took a bullet on that one.
I'm sure. I hope you didn't throw me under the bus.
No.
Explain to people that, who picked the date at the beach house?
It was me. I mean, yes. Now, I was given, like, a limited number, and one of them was, like...
I know. It's just...
Memorial Day week. It was like...
The way it is.
Yeah.
So, how was that? And then we'll get to your arrival at the party, and I'll fill you in on all the things that happened with... We had a great auction and great raffles and great sponsors and great people who donated. I want to make sure I thank everyone. But how was graduation? Send-off, whatever.
Send-off was wonderful. I didn't realize the eighth grade class was that large at Johns Hill.
Yeah.
It was very large, so we were
Because we see him in a very microcosm level of, like, band or Lego League or, you know, his classmates.
Exactly. So I really got to see all of his classmates.
Yes.
And it was 120 degrees in the Johns Hill auditorium.
Not an air-conditioned building.
No, not at all. So, you know, they did their send-off, and little man had a speech that he gave.
And because he is the student body president.
Yes. And he did very well. He did very well. So I was very proud of him. And then another student spoke, and then they did the little send off where they came and got their certificates. And then they had a slideshow, which made us all cry.
They had a slideshow of, like, baby photos.
Baby photos, yes.
Ah, man, they're just pulling. Did they ask for money right after that?
I know, really. They could have been like, now for the alumni. Yeah. No, it was very nice. He was, you know, had a good time with his friends, and then they had a dance after. So.
Now, you're skipping over a vital piece of information here. Just by watching some of your stuff on Facebook last night, there was supposed to be a letter.
Okay, so at one point they said, Now, all of our students really appreciate everything the parents, grandparents, folks have done and getting them to this point in their life. And so this time, the students are going to deliver letters of thank you to you. And all the students get up and start. And I turned to my sister-in-law and went, he didn't write those letters. And sure enough, little man turns around because he's like one aisle in front of me or two aisles in front of me. He goes, I didn't write any letters. Of course you didn't.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. And we were giving him a hard time, and I could tell he was just like, oh, I feel bad. I'm like, well, you will feel bad because I'm expecting my letter.
Kudos and congratulations. And we're going to have to come up with another name besides Little Man because he's anything but these days.
You know, that's actually been the most common thing that's brought up to me.
Yes.
Out and about.
What?
You're going to come up with a new name for Little Man because they see him, and he's taller than, like, taller than both of us.
Yes, yeah. He is. So he's grown quite a bit over the last year. And then somebody last night said to me, he's not in high school already. I'm like, what do you mean already? I mean, it seems like yesterday he was in a stroller.
Now, I have a lot of people do think he is because when he was speaking, he's got this very deep voice. Mm-hmm.
Well, kudos and congratulations. And so I was over at the beach house and, along with the entire committee, Joni Zimmerman and mm-hmm. Amber Kaler and
Trisha Erickson, Marlene Fischel,
David, and Matt Hall mm-hmm. and Nick Smith yourself. I hope we're not leaving anybody out. But anyway, we had been planning this for, a couple of months?
Yeah.
And the event was at the beach house last night. As I said, big, huge shout out and thank you to Todd and Angie Mason. Oh. They are just not only are they amazing people, but they just, their whole staff there, just they just bend over backwards to do everything they can to help you have a great evening. So we had DJ Mondo out there donating his time. You know, he's the hottest DJ on the streets.
If you haven't heard.
And we had Decatur Blue and Dan Nelson did all of these stand-ups and cutouts.
Those were so great.
Debbie. Yeah, they had purple hair. They were, you could buy, like, uh-huh. and I had no way to attach it.
Yeah, did they tape some to you or something?
No, they didn't. I thought about it, but I don't have any, like, I guess I could put it in the goatee.
Yeah. Why didn't you do that?
I don't know. The night just flew by. You know, I'm a mother hen over this sort of stuff.
We should have dyed your goatee.
Yeah, well, darn. We didn't think.
Darn.
Missed opportunity.
I know.
So last night, everybody arrived, started at 5 o'clock, and man, by 5, it was already crowded, and by 5:30, it was packed.
I wondered, because I wasn't getting any responses to texts, or, social media wasn't really getting up.
First of all, I have terrible, for whatever reason, signal there. The mayor had sent me a text early about what to wear, and I just sent her a picture of Tat,
who was
already there, and I said, well, you know,
here's the bar.
Let your judgment be the guide.
Limbo time.
Yeah, exactly. And it took forever to send that picture. I mean, I think it was 15 minutes later, it was still sending.
Oh,
so,
good grief.
Yeah, so I had the phone in the back pocket. I apologize, but we were, getting all of these items ready. Eric Lee was doing a show there, and so Debbie and I, were guests on the show, and so we were getting it all ready to go, and the bank set up and all of that. And we had the live auctions, and we had the raffle baskets, and I want to go through all of those folks here just to thank you, because a lot of money was raised last night, and I want to thank up front. We had a couple of anonymous donors, but you know who you are, and you know what I think about you and deeply appreciate it. But to the folks at Team Soy, Soy Capital Bank, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, and to John Skeffington and Susie Skeffington and Skeff Distributing, to Kevin and Sue Berhaney, to Kara Demersion Huss and DCC Marketing, to Decatur Memorial Hospital, HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, Congressman Rodney Davis, Dr. Bill Van Alstine, and the great folks at Brush College Animal Hospital, Dale and Rita Coley, and the the work at Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley Corner Drugs, Dan and Joe Calkins, Bob and Lucy Smith, Julie Curry, Trisha and Joe Erickson, and Newhoff Media were sponsors up front of the event last night. We didn't have any expenses. It was all profit. But I want to thank them for stepping up like they always do. And then, of course, Val Cook was out there doing photography. I can't wait to see the photos.
Oh, I know.
And Tody Albertina had his photo booth out there, so people were having fun with that and being able to take pictures and whatnot. And then the auction item donors, and if you'll just bear with me here, I want to run through this entire list because, these folks just give and give mm-hmm. and give. To the Cardinals tickets that we got and the Cubs tickets, and these were for a lot of money last night, Tate and Lyle and ADM and J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and Skeff Distributing, to David Fischel and the great Allerton Mansion package that he had together for the live auction, to Kenny's Ace Hardware. Now, this is going to be a bone of contention here, I know, during the show, so make note of that. They gave a great grill away last night. It was like a $400 grill that Libby and Kenny did. So thank you very much. Heroic Age and Liaison Home Automation, they had the virtual reality party. The Decatur Park District, the Children's Museum of Illinois, Linda and Gary Roberts, the Beach House, Spin City, Marquee Coffee, Door 4 Brewing, Val Cook, Southside Country Club, Shaney Goss. Shaney Goss, by the way, now, I guess they're arriving on Tuesday. Those dolls that she makes that are so cool. There's a Tom Petty
one. Oh, okay, good. So it's not that you missed it.
I said, girl, what are you doing? So I didn't know you had a Tom Petty. She says it's not available yet. So the auction winner last night, or the raffle winner, got the first look at that prize. Megan Harden, the Decatur Celebration, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, Ron James, Rachel Holden Photography, Giggles, Randy West and the great folks at R-Bar, Robbie's, Coney McCain's, Taproot, Soul Bistro, Pam Guyman, Abby McIntosh with the paddle board folks, Sloan, Soul Bistro, Red Barn Kitchen, the Brass Horn 2, and Walmart donated all these flower baskets and pots for us to put our items in. It looked really nice. So there you go. Thank you. And without all of you and then all of you who showed up to buy your $10 tickets, they had a great taco bar.
Oh,
I'm still trying to figure out how to enter that in my Fitness Pal. It's been a rough couple of days.
I know. This might be one of those days where I just went, no.
No, don't do that. Don't you Matt Whitehead us.
No, you can actually, there's an entry, and it'll just put in like 3,000 calories.
Okay, no, I was good all day except for last night, but it was good. And so all of those folks came together last night. And if I missed anyone, I humbly apologize. There were a lot of people involved.
Mm-hmm.
Big thanks to Kevin Verhaney for helping me out with the auction last night. We twisted some arms, leaned on some people, and got all of the auction items sold for above value, which is, you know, pretty amazing. You know, people sometimes think you go to an auction because it's a deal, when the idea of having an auction is to raise as much money as possible. So I never want to get, like, below what it's worth.
Well, and you definitely, as the auctioneer, did your job.
Well, no, Kevin did most of the heavy lifting on the auction.
Good.
And then also a thanks to Sheriff Howard G. Buffett. He had this beautiful bald eagle print with the American flag behind it that was signed, and we had two bidders that wanted it. I sent him a text last night, and he got another one for us so that we were able to fill both of those orders. So spectacular stuff. So now here's the deal. And I knew what was going to happen. It was like a premonition. Mm-hmm. I knew what was going to happen.
And you did it anyway.
No. I'm saying, wait a minute. Was I not allowed to put anything in about the stuff I wanted? I did what you asked to do.
I gave you $100.
And I put $100 worth of tickets in the grill raffle.
And then you
basket.
Told me you put a couple of them.
I bought other tickets. You think I only bought $100 worth of raffle tickets?
No, but I wanted my $100 to go
I
to the
put your $100. I pulled them all out and showed them to you afterwards.
Okay.
So I knew what was going to happen. Southside Country Club had this package, which was very nice.
Really nice.
Towdy. And there's like three dozen golf balls, and there was like a round of golf with like you and two friends and the pro there with cards. And there was this Ping driver, which is, I really, you know, thought, that's...
There were a lot of people coveting this package.
Including Eric Lee, which is what makes this bittersweet. I have winning over here, and I have losing over here of the same experience.
Yes.
So I have you in the losing department, and then I have Eric Lee, like, I am winning, because I knew what was going to happen. I didn't put nearly as many raffle tickets in the Ping...
The South Side, yeah.
South Side. I put 90% of them in the grill, which is what you wanted. I mean, over the overall purchase of tickets. And I just knew that I'm going to be in the doghouse because despite all of these tickets I've put in the grill, we're going to end up not winning that. And and I'm going to end up winning this golf thing, and there's going to be hell to pay.
And that is exactly what happened. And, you know, I believe your reaction whenever you found out you won the Southside package was, yes.
I was thinking, oh, crap. But outwardly, I was celebrating the victory because Eric Lee had to read my name, and he really wanted to have that.
And I'm thinking, okay, my odds are good with the grill. Yeah. And out comes the ticket. Now, keep in mind that there's like 90% of them in there are your name.
I don't know if it was that much. There was a lot of them.
It was pretty heavy. Yes. Not my name. I'm like, because that went into the Southside Country Club.
I can't listen. I have a clear conscience this morning and a really nice Ping driver. So you know what?
And a bike.
Okay. Well, that was a whole separate thing.
Yeah.
That the folks. I've been talking to Kyle May. You know, I bought a road bike.
You've been doing this side talking, huh?
No, I just meant as we've been doing all the stuff with Fleet Feet and Spin City. And Kyle's such a great guy. He comes in and does Ride and Run every Tuesday morning. If you missed that, the podcast is available. We got their own page of the calendar at nowdecatur.com for all the runs and rides. And they've got some really cool sort of hybrid bikes. Like, I'm done with sort of the road bikes. You know, the really skinny tires and clipped-in pedals and feeling like you're in the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. That's not my speed anymore. I'm 51 years old. And so they've got these mountain mountain bike trail things in Nelson now.
Yeah, and I really want to check
that out.
There's
talk about that going all the way around the lake, you know, eventually in some sort of master plan. And so I've been looking at maybe like one of these, not as expensive as before, you know, like these hybrid sort of like it's like kind of like a road, off-road bike, you know, with little fatter tires and a little more, you know, bike, just a regular bike.
Hefter.
Yeah. And so he was kind enough last night to donate one. And basically, you didn't get the one that was there last night. You got the full value of that because they'll fit you, you know, custom to your own. And we've been talking about some of these brands are coming in. And not only that, but he threw in, like, and by the way, you failed to mention this.
What?
That last night I told you to please take the other part of this auction gift.
What was that?
The top end line of shoes.
Yes, I ended up getting something out of it.
Only $200 worth of stuff.
Yes, I'm getting some new shoes.
Yeah, and a fitting and
inserts. Yes.
Yeah, the inserts are like $60. Yes. So thanks to all of those folks. Kyle and his lovely wife made it out as well. Just about everybody was there last night. So it was a great time. Video's up on nowdecatur.com, the Nowdecatur Facebook page. I just shared it on my Facebook page. But once again, a huge, huge thank you to everyone who donated, just came out and bought a ticket, bought raffles, 50-50. I know the 50-50 winner, I think, was Gene Hinton, who donated it all back to the event. Mm-hmm. So it just worked out perfectly.
And it looked like everybody had a good time.
I think so.
Did I miss anything fun?
Tat, you know.
Apparently moonwalking.
Moonwalking on the outside bar there. And Tat flexing all night, you know, like when he would like.
Sexy flexy.
Yeah, it was like sort of like a, you know, put ice in a glass flex, you know.
Oh, geez.
Put a little, you know.
Pop a bottle.
Yeah, or yeah, you know, let me get that beer bottle, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Flex. It was fun. He had a great time with it, and we really appreciate him coming out to help support the cause. I thought everyone had a really
we raised
time.
A ton of money. So.
I think so. So, good stuff all around. Thank you again. Check out the video. It's heartwarming just to see the look on Debbie's face and all the hugs that were had last night in the celebration of her still being with us and making a difference in this community. So taking a quick break. We'll be back with more. We've got a lot to get to here today. It is an action-packed Friday as we head into the three-day weekend, Memorial Day, and here is your full three-day forecast.
It's a pretty nice forecast, too. We've got, well, it says a possibility of some isolated showers after 4, but I don't think that's going to happen. Highs are going to be around 88 degrees. Then tomorrow, again, some isolated showers possible after 1 p.m., only a 20% chance. Mostly sunny and highs around 89. Sunday, sunshine, highs near 93. Let's just go ahead and look at your Memorial Day. Sunny skies, highs around 92 degrees. It is 64 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Join the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, Hickory Point Bank, and Newhoff Media as we remember and honor those who have served our country on Wednesday, May 30th in downtown Decatur. A memorial flag garden featuring over 3,500 American flags will be created in preparation for Operation Cookie Share on May 31st, benefiting our military troops and local first responders. Head to downtown Decatur at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, May 30th for the installation of the Memorial Flag Garden with the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, Hickory Point Bank, and Newhoff Media.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, yeah. I meant to mention, by the way, that PayPal account is still up and running. If you missed last night's event and you'd still like to contribute, you can do that. You can go to the event page on Facebook that we have. You can find that through nowdecatur.com or the Nowdecatur Facebook page, and you're able to still donate if you would like, and every bit helps. All those stand-ups that Dan did, mm-hmm. and Dan was there last night. Dan bought one of the auction items. We really appreciate that. But so I'm watching the video, and it looks like there's like 9 Debbie Bogles in like every shot. And there's one shot where Amber is literally standing there with a cardboard cutout, and I thought it was Debbie.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I mean, just for a second. It looked like she had her arm around her, and I'm like, wait a minute. That's one of the Decatur Blue things. Anyway, a lot of fun last night at the beach house. So we've got Pastor Matt Samuels coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about honor as we head into this Memorial Day weekend, how we define honor. What does the Bible say about honor? What does honor look like in day-to-day life? I think it's important as we head into this Memorial Day weekend. I know everybody, you know, the pool's open and everybody's in a mind of summer, but it is still a fairly somber holiday
mm-hmm.
that we, I even feel uncomfortable saying holiday, you know, a day of a remembrance.
Like you don't want to say happy Memorial.
No. But we'll talk about that with Pastor Matt coming up at near the top of the hour. And we also have some Cardinal tickets we're going to give away, part of our Team Soy ticket window, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And we will have our Brink Outer Home Highlight, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, all of our regular Friday stuff as we get ready to roll into the three-day weekend. If you'd like to email us, please do so. Byers at WSOYAM.com. Jeff Daly standing by with the WSOY News. We'll be back with more right after this.
6:29, good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom. The Children's Museum of Illinois in Decatur is among one of the choices for inclusion on the list of Illinois' top 200 best museums. Voters are selecting the museums this week. And Chris Wills of the state's Historic Preservation Agency says the ballot pits world-famous attractions like the Field Museum and the Art Institute against lesser-known, locally famous museums like the Children's Museum. He says we could honestly have filled up the entire list of nominees with Chicago museums because the city is so rich in them. But there are other fascinating ones in other places in the state, too, like Decatur. Other nominees on the list include the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield and the Spurlock Museum at the University of Illinois. You voters can make their decisions online at IllinoisTop200.com through today. More news coming your way after Fox News covers the world on WSOY Decatur. It's 6:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Tough talk from the North Koreans, and they're blowing off preparations for next month's summit is why President Trump decided to cancel, according to White House officials. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox the president will make North Korea end its nuclear program.
He prefers to do it diplomatically. We hope to have a win-win where we sit down with North Korea, we end the Korean War, we provide them the security and the economic prosperity they need and want, and they give up their nukes.
North Korea's vice foreign minister says they're still willing to meet. And Indian restaurants bombed in a Toronto suburb. Police are looking for the men who did it.
At least 15 people hurt, 3 critically, after an explosion at a restaurant in Mississauga in Ontario. One witness says everything was destroyed. Lots of blood in the floor. There was a guy with glass inside his eyes. No word on a motive yet.
Fox's Jill Nato. Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time, 6:31. Illinois Attorney General candidate Erica Harold says Springfield has failed its Me Too test. The Republican, backed by Governor Bruce Rauner, proposed sweeping changes this week to the way harassment allegations are handled under the dome. The failure by Speaker Madigan, Senator Kwame Raoul, and the Democratic majority in the General Assembly to enact meaningful reform of the investigation and complaint resolution process is a failure of leadership, Harold said. Women deserve real reform. Harold will face Raoul in the November general election. Harold wants to change the law so that the legislative inspector general is independent of the General Assembly. Currently, the LIG needs permission to investigate from an 8-member panel of lawmakers, 4 from each party. If they split a vote, the complaint never sees the light of day. Harold would expand that commission to include civilians and place mandatory punishments and sunlight provisions into law. In sports, Cards, Cubs both idled yesterday. They're back in action tonight as the Cardinals are in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. We'll have the pregame for you here on WSOY starting at 5:10. Meanwhile, the Cubs are at San Francisco this afternoon to take on the Giants, 1:20 game there. And the White Sox open up a weekend series in Detroit this evening. That's at 6:10. Your next news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media. Media made locally.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Gator.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your official WSOY 3-day Memorial Day forecast.
Sunny skies today. Could see some increase in clouds. Highs around 88 degrees. Tonight, very slight chance we could see some showers. 30% chance after 10 p.m. Lows around 68 degrees. Tomorrow, some isolated showers after 1 p.m. possible, only 20% chance with highs around 89 degrees. Sunday, sunshine, highs near 93. We'll look at your Memorial Day as well. Sunny skies, highs near 92. It is 64 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, May 25th edition of Byers and Company. Memorial Day, always the last Monday of May. Today, or this year, on the 28th, the holiday was held on May 30th, from 1868 all the way to 1970. Did you realize that? And then they moved it. I don't know, at some point they started deciding these three-day weekends were a good idea with these federal holidays. Before, it was always on May 30th, all the way up until 1970. And it's the unofficial sort of start of the summer vacation season, with Labor Day sort of marking the end, right? And it is not to be confused, by the way, and sometimes I feel like it's our duty to point out to the young people, Veterans Day is a day of remembering all of men and women who served in any of the U.S. armed services, any of the branches, anyone who served. Memorial Day is literally for those who paid the ultimate sacrifice and died while serving their country. And take a little bit of time this weekend. I've had the great pleasure of visiting the Arlington National Cemetery. It's actually on the Virginia side of Washington, D.C. Have you ever been there?
I have not,
yeah,
and I've been to D.C. only a couple times, but never had the opportunity.
It's a very, very, very sober place, and when you look at that, and of course, JFK, you know, the Eternal Flame is there. Kevin and I went a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. We were out there with the chamber fly-in and doing the show, and it is a remarkable place. But that sort of began way before the Civil War, kind of dates back to the South, about decorating the graves of those who served and died in the military. and now has become, you know, commonplace. But I think sometimes it gets to be too commonplace and people forget the whole meaning of the day. So Memorial Day on Monday, enjoy your cookout. Enjoy the things that you you do. But at the same time, have a thought or two for the people who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you can enjoy the freedoms that you have in this country. Memorial Day. Coming up next week, there's a way you can actually support the men and women who are presently serving in uniform all around the globe, and that is Operation Cookie Share. We will be in Central Park on Thursday with the Girl Scouts. This is one of the greatest things ever, because what you do is you basically you buy cookies. The money all stays here to support the Girl Scouts, and then all the cookies go to the troops. And they take care of all the shipping and having all the correct addresses and where it goes. You don't have to worry about any of that. You can just come down and buy a case of cookies. That case of cookies will go to the troops, and the money you pay for that case of cookies will stay right here in Decatur, Illinois, to support the Girl Scouts mission. That's a win-win. And you can come on down. We got lunch in the park. We'll tell you all about it more as we get back on Tuesday. But that's Thursday of next week. And we want to thank our partners at Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union for making that whole day possible. We'll be down there, Y103, the whole crew. And then the night before, or the afternoon before, Hickory Point Bank has teamed up with Girl Scouts, and they put this temporary flag garden in mm-hmm. across the street in the 300 block of the green space there near the Preston Jackson statue, which is really impressive. I changed my Facebook picture this week to show support of that. I think the picture was from last year. It's pretty amazing, and it looks really cool.
It'll be a through the next day as well, so you can come down.
Absolutely.
When you're having lunch.
And bring the kids down. Tell them the importance.
Mm-hmm.
These flags are marking, they stand for all of the soldiers and airmen and people who have died from the state of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty big sacrifice. So they'll be down there with the Girl Scouts learning that that great history and putting that flag garden in. So we really, really, really encourage you to come down and support Operation Cookie Share on Thursday. Check out the flag garden, and it should be another great day. Operation Cookie Share. How many years have we been doing this?
Is this five?
I want to say that's what was popping to the forefront.
There was
of my
one
head.
Year we had to do it in the studio.
It was cold.
It was cold.
But I think we did
rain.
It earlier.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Might have done it like in March or something.
That's okay. But this, we should have great weather next week, hoping for it. So make sure you get out and support the cause. Support the troops. Support the Girl Scouts. It's a win-win. All right, on the other side of the break, Pastor Matt Samuels will join us. We'll talk about honor. What does honor mean to you in this day and age? Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
Get ready for spring fence maintenance with help from your neighbors at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We've got the tools and supplies you need, along with knowledgeable associates to answer your questions and provide you with helpful tips for whatever your project is. Whether you're a full-time farmer or just need to mend some fence, Red Brand has the fence product for you. They carry a wide variety of fencing to meet all your needs. Right now, pick up a 47-inch by 330-foot 12.5-gauge roll of field fence. It's $148.99 after mail-in rebate. Save on a 115-volt, 50-mile, 2-joule fence controller from Zoriba. Regularly $99.99, now $74.99. And pick up a single-rack hay feeder from Gardner. It's $14.99. For superior products, trust the experts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And remember, you can always use our fast and easy drive-through service. Just pull up, place your order, and we'll have you loaded up and on your way in no time. It's fast, easy, and convenient.
My grandchildren were coming over to my house, and I had stocked my 25-year-old refrigerator with their favorite foods. Then my refrigerator stopped working. Everything was getting warm. Who could fix a 25-year-old refrigerator today? I quickly called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they came right out the same day and said the defrost heater had gone out. But they had the right one on their truck, and they had my old refrigerator going in no time. No food was lost. Great time with the grandkids. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. When your appliances aren't working the way they should, call us. We'll come right out, usually the same day, and we can fix most problems on the first visit. And we are open during our remodeling. Wow!
We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Pastor Matt Samuels joins us from GT Church. Pastor Matt, how are you on this Friday morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Brian. I'm doing great. How about you?
Not bad. Not bad. A little tired, but you know what? It's been a long spring, but we're heading into summer. That's the good news. Memorial Day weekend. I hope people take it as more than a white sale or, whatever coupons you get. You know, there's honor in honoring these men and women who have served and paid the ultimate sacrifice over the years for this country. Is honor a term that we talk about much in our lives these days? It seems to be an old-fashioned word, but one that still holds a lot of value.
You're exactly right, Brian. You know, something that is always so disturbing to me is when I see old video footage of soldiers coming back from war, and whether you agreed with the war or not, or, you know, whatever war it was, but to see soldiers disrespected and mistreated and for following orders, you know, that's always something that disturbs me. And so this Sunday, I'm going to really talk about what it means to honor someone, that we're kind of losing this art of disagreeing, Brian. It's like, if you disagree with me, then I don't want anything to do with you. And so I'm going to really talk about what real honor is. It doesn't mean that you agree with every little detail or every little thing that I might say or do, but that there's a way to respect who someone is and respect what someone does, even if there's some disagreement there. And it all comes down really, Brian, to learning how to demonstrate kindness. So many people mistake kindness for weakness. And so I want to teach what real honor looks like in our day and time.
Yeah, and not based on the superficial stuff, right? I mean, it's not about how you look or how much money you have or what your position is within a business or a company. I mean, and there's also internal honor, Pastor Matt, that I worry about. And I tell you where I worry about it, particularly as young boys. You know, we're sending all these mixed messages, you know, for good or for bad. I grew up in a time where, you know, as a male, you were taught there was certain code. There was an honor. There was it was your job to protect and to defend and do these things that now seem sort of old fashioned or like we've thrown it out because it's not politically correct. But I'm not so sure the state of young boys in this country would indicate that's a good thing these days.
Man, Brian, you're absolutely right. And I just, my son and I went to Chicago yesterday, and on the way back, he turned 16 this month. And on the way back, I was just talking to him about when I travel, about him being the man of the home and what that looks like, about opening the door for his mom and being respectful to his sister. And you're right. It sounds like old-fashioned concepts, but real honor and real respect, Brian, those things are timeless. Those characteristics are timeless. And so I think it's something that we have to go back to and really, you know, instead of glamorizing this selfish, you know, selfie age we live in, really teaching our kids and really demonstrating towards one another what real kindness and real honor looks like. Isn't it funny, Brian, how that craze of random acts of kindness, it didn't last very long, did it?
I mean, oh, no. Listen, I'm telling you, there's still a lot of that out there. I have faith in humankind in general. It's just when you get down to the specifics, it gets a little murky. But I tell you, I think that fathers have to, again, start passing these lessons down to sons, and they have to be fathers to sons, and what honor means. And honor is much more about, you know, shaking a person's hand and looking them in the eye and doing what you say you will do and it being important to you. And it has nothing to do with how many Instagram followers you have.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right. That honor is this characteristic that we build into our kids, you know, that we teach them that there is something. It doesn't matter if there are things that you disagree with someone on, but real honor goes about how you honor and respect yourself and how you honor and respect the people around you. Really practicing, Brian, real kindness, really putting that into practice every single day is so important.
We're talking to Pastor Matt Samuels from GT Church. You'll see his videos going up this weekend. You also have services at 8, 9, 30, and 11 on Sunday. What does the Bible say about honor?
It really, Brian, gets to the heart of honoring, and it truly comes down to this thing, that you put others before yourself. You treat others how you want to be treated. And that whole concept of really thinking before you speak and really, really doing things from this place of a pure heart and a good attitude, and how, you know, really, Brian, really, that whole thing of just looking at someone and walking a mile in their shoes, you know, putting yourself in their position. I think it would really change what it looks like when we disagree. So I want to just challenge everyone, really challenge everyone to put kindness first, to honor people around you. And I'm a firm believer that we can make our society better, and honor is a great place to start.
Pastor Matt, we'll see you this weekend. Thank you very much. Pastor Matt Samuels from GT Church. You can check out the videos. When did those drop on our Now to Cater Facebook page? Just a little moments of inspiration and things to think about.
Yeah, one this evening.
Okay.
And then one tomorrow.
All right, so we do that in anticipation of the services on Sunday. Memorial Day being honored by... What does honor mean to you? Pastor Matt Samuels and GT Church. It's a word we don't throw around very much anymore, because it sounds like, I think what we have done in our society, and speaking only as a man, that we have wrapped up this toxic masculinity into anything male, and thrown the baby out with the bathwater.
Yep.
Do you not feel there's some of that?
Yes, I do. I do. Absolutely. And I think, you know, honor, sometimes people think it's what you do for it. And sometimes it just means stopping and reflecting about, you know, the sacrifice and being thankful.
It's one thing I think that I know a lot of people that are just, whether it's anti-police or anti-military, that they just have never understood what a soldier is.
Mm-hmm.
And the great respect I have for the men and women who call themselves, I mean, that's, you know, it's what they are. It's what they do. And because they are who they are, and they do what they do, means you all get to do what you get to do. And I don't know why, even if it's begrudgingly, you can't give a little respect to that. Because it's easy for you to have your opinion or your thoughts while there's somebody standing guard. If they're not there to do that for you, maybe your life isn't so free and easy to be the way you are. Do you know what I mean? Why can't you at least acknowledge that?
Yeah.
So this Memorial Day weekend, I'm not saying feel guilty for having a picnic or the pool's opening or doing a cookout. Just take a couple of seconds, set aside a little bit of time to be thankful for all the men and women who lined up. Tom Brokaw called it the greatest generation. One of the great things about going to Washington, D.C., I told you about the Arlington National Cemetery, but it's the memorials, right? The Vietnam Wall, the Korean Memorial, the World War II Memorial. You think about men and women serving right now in the Horn of Africa or Afghanistan or maybe even in Syria, places that you probably will never know about. And they don't get the luxury of just standing by and criticizing everything and going, oh, well, this shouldn't be this way. They're charged with keeping this nation safe. And I, for one, am thankful for their service and choose to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I apologize to no one for feeling that way. We'll be back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies. Could see some clouds later this afternoon with highs around 88 degrees. Tonight, some scattered showers, 30% chance, mainly before 10 p.m. in cloudy skies with lows around 68 degrees. For your Saturday, isolated showers possible, just a 20% chance. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs near 89. Sunday, sunshine, highs near 93. Then Memorial Day, sunny, highs around 92 degrees. It is currently 65 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
Hey, it's Lindsay Romano. I know you've heard me talk about all of the awesome services at Babbage Skincare and Medical Spa. Well, on May 25th from 9 to 11:30 a.m., you're invited to Wake Up to Makeup. During the event, their trained estheticians will be doing free makeovers, skincare consultations, and more. It's going to be a fun, relaxed atmosphere, and they'll be serving a continental breakfast, raffling off door prizes, and offering discount pricing on all of their skincare products. Seating is limited, so you want to call Babbage Skincare and Medical Spa today at 330-7839 or message Babbage Medical Spa on Facebook.
One person can make a difference, and difference creates change. And change can lead to something better, some place better, where our young people thrive, our businesses prosper, our schools and parks flourish, where art inspires us, where our streets are safe and our future is bright. It is with your generosity that our community is made stronger. It is with your generosity that lives can change. At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we connect the philanthropic goals of donors like you with the needs of our community. The Community Foundation of Macon County, because it starts with you. Find out how to give at endowdecatur.org or make an appointment by calling 429-3000. Be that one person who makes a difference.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday, May 25th. We are literally heading into the Memorial Day weekend, and I think the forecast looks pretty good, right? What is it? We have maybe some rain coming in today?
No. It's 20% chance, and as warm as it is, I mean, somebody might see a sprinkle from a rain cloud, but I'm not talking about like long-term rain all day or anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, so just a possibility.
Yeah.
Did you see that wolf-like creature that was shot in Montana? Did you see pictures of that this morning?
No.
You got to look at it. I think it was Great Falls Tribune. It's part of the USA Today network. You know how they have the template looks like USA Today's website.
I know what you're talking about.
There is this huge. I mean, I don't know.
Is it like a Sasquatch?
No, it looks. It's a wolf or a hybrid or maybe something that they haven't seen since the Ice Age. On May 16th, a lone wolf-like animal was shot and killed on a ranch outside Denton with long grayish fur, a large head, and an extended snout. The animal shared many of the same characteristics as a wolf, but its ears were too large, its legs and body too short, its fur uncharacteristic of that common to a wolf. So they're not quite sure. This is like where nature kind of goes, yeah, you don't really know all that much. And no one is really 100% sure. And these are people who do this Montana fish, wildlife. I mean, you know, this is what these people do in Montana, right?
Yeah. That is a big wolf. Because normally it'd be like, okay, well, maybe it's a hybrid, you know, dog hybrid with some kind of, you know, unusual breed, like
some people think it was even like a grizzly cub, like that was under a year and starving from the look of it. I mean they're just not sure what it
could be, because it is massive and does not normally look like a normal wolf.
They could very well be what's being called dog man, one poster suggested. They're spotted each day and the government quells any and all reports. Several people report being strong-armed into keeping quiet about their reports by men wearing black suits. These are just facts. Look into it if you don't believe it. They got a lot of that in Montana, too.
And then there's the possibility of it being a dire wolf, which did exist at one time. I mean, they're these larger breeds of wolves, but that's like prehistoric.
The dire wolf is the whole Game of Thrones
yes,
thing,
but
right?
They actually, it was a prehistoric breed at one time.
You sure it wasn't a Grateful Dead song?
Yes, it was that, too.
Okay, anyway, as for the Dogman theory, there's a regular Friday night YouTube broadcast called Dogman Encounters, for those who wish to follow up on that line of thought. It comes on right after Bigfoot Eyewitnesses Radio. So there you go. Now, do you believe in these, like the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot? I mean, is there anything to any of these? I don't hear about it much anymore, but when I was a kid, that was a big deal.
It was a big deal when I was a kid. Yeah, and I wanted to believe in all those things. Honestly, now, and I like to look at things as practically as possible, if there was a Bigfoot, then we would be in trouble because we would not... If we don't know about it and it's been walking around and it's intelligent, it'd be the top of the food chain.
Well, I guess I always wonder about any sort of encounter. Like, I'm never sure. Like, you know, I think I'll believe in alien spaceships when one lands in Central Park in like in New York.
Now, we'll absolutely believe in aliens.
Okay, but why is it always like some crop, you know, some field in Iowa, you know, where there's no witnesses and there's no, you know. It always seems strange these encounters are so, I mean, if they're there, we're all over the place. But we get something crawls out of the woods all the time and we have no idea what it is. And you know what's scarier than that is the stuff that's in the ocean that we have no idea about, right?
Yeah. That's...
Although Loch Ness Monster wasn't in an ocean, it was in a pond or something, was it?
In a loch?
In a loch. That's why it's called the Loch Ness, Nelly or whatever it was. So are those, like, would Little Man, even if I said Bigfoot or Nelly, I mean, would that even... I mean, would he even
I have no idea. They don't, that, you know, there used to be those shows that would be.
If I said, hey, what's a Yeti?
Like unsolved mysteries.
He would say it's a cop. It's a metal cop that keeps things cold.
Mm-hmm.
I think what kids are missing, if I might make a suggestion, and I realize that not all of it was politically correct. Do you know what young kids need in their lives? You know what they need a little more of?
What?
Particularly young boys? Johnny Quest.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I can't tell if you're showing your age or...
Come on now. Didn't they reboot Johnny Quest? Like, I mean, I don't mean like recently, but like in the 90s or something, maybe to update it and make it...
They did, because I remember that being...
Because the franchise originally was from like 1964, 65 television series. There was two television films. There's three computer games. But the original series was 1964, 1965. Then they had the new Adventures of Johnny Quest by the mid-1980s. And so they did revamp it. But I learned a lot from Johnny Quest, including about the Yeti or the Abominable Snowman, as some people would call it. I think I liked having, as a child, a little bit of wonderment about these mysteries that maybe or maybe didn't exist out there. Weren't you better as a child thinking there might be a Bigfoot or a Loch Ness Monster or an Abominable Snowman?
Which one did you believe of more of? I didn't believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
Really?
No.
Well, that seemed very foreign in, like, Scotland or wherever
that
is.
Well, I thought, it's not that big. Surely we can find the darn thing.
You would think so. I remember there was an episode of Bewitched about that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, after the $6 million man had jumped the shark, there was a Bigfoot episode where he did a little hand-to-hand combat. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this. It's 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play.